Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this March 8th, 2023, 10:05 on the clock. And you have your host, James J. Maloff, here. And part two today, we're going to talk with our friends from Encourage, and we're going to welcome in the authors of Beloved Economics and talk about that great book. Right now, we have in studio with us our fantastic friends from Family Natural Foods, Stephen and Katrina Hittner, with us in studio. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good to have you guys here. How you guys been?
Good. I don't know if anyone else feels this like spring smell and the birds are sounding differently, and it's fun.
What about the spring allergies?
We'll be talking about that.
I love a good segue. Oh, it was great. How are things going over at the shop?
We're all feeling things. That's great.
Yes.
Things are going good. I feel like we're in a little bit of that winter and a little bit of that spring vibe at the store, where we get to like still work on some of these projects we've been wanting to get done for the winter, but then we're starting to think of the projects for the spring and like the newness of the spring and what kind of it brings.
We started rolling out a lot of garden seeds. We had some stuff, you know, even a month ago, but now we've got a lot of our garden seeds in and got those set up, and you know, there's still stuff coming in, so don't if you want to see the full set, it's going to be a little while. But yeah, those things make it feel like spring, like kind of cleaning out the garden center area and putting stuff on the racks, you know.
That stuff goes so far, for our mental health and our well-being. But it's also not a bad idea when we're talking about immune systems and those kind of things. Every season brings a new set of things to worry about for your allergies, your immune system, a lot of that. Mm-hmm. So every season, I imagine you guys get some new stuff in stock and some new things in the store. And it's got to be fun. You've been doing this since you were kids, so when that happens, I imagined it just in your brains, you're automatically thinking spring, thinking the next, that's got to make it feel a little warmer in the building, a little bit more spring-like.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of fun that, like, the differences of the seasons and what they bring, right? Like you just said, the transition from immune health to a whole different season and different, whether it's ailments or it's things that we're just excited about, right? The garden seeds or I don't know. It's just different energy when it's springtime.
Yeah.
But which is good.
We obviously can't truly hibernate during the winter, but we kind of do. We kind of like take a back step to certain things, and we focus a little more maybe on our immune system and a lot of that stuff, staying healthy, not slipping on the ice and a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, those are very important things.
Big things and stuff. Yep. And once it starts getting even just a little bit nicer out, we're talking like 50 degrees, 60 degrees and stuff. We're outside. We're out there. We're checking the ground. Like, is it soft enough yet? The garden is, that kind of thing.
Actually dig you can't right now, everyone. No. Like, you can get seeds and start getting prepared. We are slowly getting there, but you really can't be planting yet.
I know you guys do a great job every month of having different things going on, different sales going on in the store and everything. Is that kind of what's happening over there right now?
So we have a couple sales we definitely want to highlight. Like we did last month in February, we had some great sales at the end that we really wanted to make sure people could take advantage of for the last little bit. But some of the sales that we want to highlight, and a reminder, when you come in by the fireplace, when you walk straight in, there's this beautiful board that has our different sales that we have, as well as each individual item should have a yellow ticket in front of it, and that indicates it's on sale. Yep. So look for those. Those are two different ways when you're kind of perusing the store, and yes, there's a lot of things to look at. Look for the yellow tickets or look at the sale board. That kind of gives you a full picture for the month. But some of the ones we want to highlight is Terry Natural, his Curamin and his Extra Strength Curamin.
Yeah, it's our best-selling pain formula for years. Yeah.
Yes.
It's still the best-selling pain formula, and that's because it works good. It has money-back guarantee, and it's on sale. So we've been selling a lot. I think the shelf was getting a little bit empty this morning, but I know that we have some more in the back.
And we'll stock it up. Don't worry.
There's an order, big order coming in today. Yeah. So
I imagine there would be too. Yeah. It's interesting. There's so many people that have wanted to. The opioid thing scared a lot of people.
Yeah.
And got a lot of people to not even want to use anything over the counter, or down to the point where they didn't even feel comfortable buying, you know, aspirin or and those kind of things. So people are looking for different ways. People are still going to be in pain. pain. They're still dealing with pain and trying to find ways around that. And you've got a lot of people nowadays that are tired of just taking something to hide the pain. Like, it's not healing you. It's not helping or anything. It's just masking the pain.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Certain things, there's certain ailments that that's always all you can do. Yes.
Right. Absolutely.
Having something like the products that Terry offers, specifically this one like that, I imagine you guys are not going to be having a lot of those on the shelves.
No, they sell.
More and more people go in that direction.
Yeah. And similarly, we have CBD oil on sale this month.
Yeah.
And a lot of people use that for pain. Some people use both of those together. CBD oil is great, too. If somebody says, well, I have problems sleeping, I'm kind of stressed out, and I have chronic pain, then I'm like, well, let's try CBD.
Because
it kind of does all three of those. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what Katrina and I have talked about multiple times is, unlike the prescriptions or even the over-the-counters, the aspirins, the Tylenols you were just talking about that have a lot of side effects, a lot of these products have side benefits.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, you know, you're taking something for pain and, oh, you slept better last night. Well, isn't that great?
I know it's not a big part of our population, but there are people out there that have addictive personalities that have struggles with addiction. And I think of somebody like my dad, who my whole life was addicted to a drug. And then the last 20 years, he's been off that drug. Mm-hmm. But he's got all these aches, these pains, and he does not want to take an aspirin, let alone go and get a prescription for something or anything like that.
Yeah.
He does not want to take the chance of being, you know, hooked on something again or whatever. He works so hard to get away from it.
Yeah.
So he's constantly looking for these things, like, what is out there that I can take that is not addictive? What is out there that I can take that isn't going to, I don't have to worry about overdosing or these kind of things on and stuff. These kind of products are becoming more and more popular and becoming, like, they've been there for a long time. It's just finally people are starting to, that's right, I kick off the dust and I see it.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, there was a lady in yesterday and it was remarkable. And you would sympathize with this too, James, because you've found your own answers in your own direction. But this lady said she was a smoker for 40 years. Mm. She tried everything, like we've all heard. And she, you know, had a hard time quitting. And she tried this product called Cortisol Rescue from Terry Natural. Cortisol is what your body, it's something your body releases when you're really stressed. So people that are chronically stressed or chronically run down tend to have high cortisols.
Mm.
And I don't think this formula it might help for some chronic pain things or for people that have issues with chronic pain. But she took it because I don't actually know why she started taking it, but I got so lost.
I think because of cortisol. She took it because she was like, I feel like I'm so stressed and my cortisol levels are low.
Some people come in and buy it for weight loss too, because there's a lot of correlations between, you know, gaining weight, eating food because you're stress eating. And this formula just gets after that simple thing of stress. But anyways, I got so caught up on her results that I kind of got lost in this other thing where she said, like, yeah, I use this and I just was able to quit smoking. It was...
For 40 years. She was smoking for 40 years.
Wow.
And something to help with balancing her cortisol. And then finally, you know, the desire to actually quit is what did it, which is amazing.
It was really cool. And she was really happy about it. And I was really happy to hear that and to share that story. And when you mentioned addictions, and I know, you know, you used essential oils, which I think, you know, it wouldn't be anything wrong with using both of these things. You'd probably spend, you know, $30-$40 and you'd come out, you know, a new person.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot better than spending, you know, the money you do on a daily basis on the nicotine.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
and you're doing it in a positive way.
Yeah. You're basically, you're paying to put yourself in the grave quicker.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you're doing. And being able to do something, spend that money in another way is definitely more positive.
I was really proud of this lady. And even you, James, like that, it's hard to kind of overcome something you've had as part of your life. Especially something addictive. And I was, you know, I was just really happy. And
yeah, that lady's
proud of her.
Awesome.
Yeah,
yeah, she's
awesome. A champion. I was like, this is great. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's
good for
cool.
her.
Yes.
So anybody that quits that is great. So pat yourself on your back.
We have to lift up those champions. And, and sometimes we all need to be our own champions. We need to find those little examples in our community, in our friendships, in our families, and really celebrate those things.
Well said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know one of the main focuses right now is certainly our allergy, our sinuses, a lot of that. You guys want to talk about that next?
Hachoo! Yes, I do.
Bless you. Bless you.
That's a nice segue, too.
That's perfect.
So we are here to talk about allergy and sinuses, right? Because it's upon us, and it's going to come and be even more upon us. Mm-hmm, yeah. And we really want to talk about it as a preventative and then as a treatment kind of way, because you can really look at it in both ways. We have a couple different wonderful formulas. Do you want to highlight like the herbs, et cetera, one, and how you've taken it and other people do it sometimes as like the preventative side of it?
I think, you know, we're kind of in that cusp, like Katrina said. I think a lot of people, this is kind of in the middle of the sinus season when it gets really dry, typically. People have a lot of sinus issues. And if you're one of those people who's every year you say, oh, in March or in April, I always have a sinus infection or I have this issue, that's where we kind of like to say, hey, come in and, you know, before that time, try taking something, you know, safe and natural, a natural supplement to reduce those sinus issues. And maybe Katrina can get into, you know, kind of how to, what those products are. But similarly with allergies, it always is most effective to start on it before they start. So if you're one of those people that says every spring, once the, you know, ragweed comes out or whatever your allergen is, for me, it's actually early in the spring when the snow sort of melts and you get that kind of mold that grows on the grass or sometimes even on the snow, it seems.
Yeah.
I tend to get allergies. It's kind of spontaneous. They're never too bad, but sometimes they're worse, sometimes they're better. And I just kind of know, you know, about this time of year, ideally, you know, a month or so before the season sort of starts, I try to take something for my allergies. And the one that Katrina mentions, we've actually had this this herbalist on the air with you, I think talking mostly about sleep formulas. But he's an herbalist in... Was it New Mexico?
You're in New Mexico.
New Mexico. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he made this great formula for allergies. And much like a sleep formula, this is the number one selling allergy formula in the country, according to Spin.
That's impressive.
Yeah, according to Spin's data. So, I mean, that's awesome. That obviously means it works. You know, like everybody, I buy this same product every year. It's not like I'm like, oh, is there something else? And we have some other things on the shelf, but this one's always worked so well. It's a two-part formula. There's these little soft gels, you know, tiny little footballs, easy to swallow.
And let me talk about those for just a second. Those are fresh pressed herbs, not dried. There's a difference. You're getting the fresh pressed. It's just like anything that's fresh is way better than the thing that's frozen or the thing that's dried. It's like the fresh pressed.
Yeah.
It's so much more nutrients that really gives you that extra kick.
And he's the only person that's doing that in a soft gel, you know, like in something you don't have to taste. I guess I would say that. There's a few companies, also very few companies, but a couple companies that do fresh herbal extracts in like a tincture, like an alcohol tincture, a glycerin. Mm-hmm. And those are great too, but you have to taste those and they can be inconvenient. This is in a soft gel. I think he's the only person who did this and he's been doing it for years and it works great. And on the back, we have this nice little trial size. So if you just wanted to try it, you can do that. But it says, you know, for proactive, it says 2 months prior to seasonal changes, take one soft gel and one tablet with water twice a day. So that's just sort of getting your body prepared. Allergies are kind of when your body's immune system is overstimulated. You know, like when you have a cold, your immune system, or like mono is a great example, but when you have a cold, your body's immune system is really suppressed. Cancer patients often have a suppressed immune system. This is sort of the opposite. It's not exactly an autoimmune condition. It's like a hyperimmune
Your body's like, oh my goodness, all this stuff.
Yeah.
I need to get it
what
out.
What can I do with
How
it?
Can
and
I
it
do
kind
it?
Of fights with itself even.
And you feel the fight, right? You sneeze in the watery eyes, all of the things.
There's some clever ingredients like nettle, you know, like we've all, you know, as kids run through our backyards, we brushed against this plant that we got like this sting from, right? And it's kind of painful for an hour maybe.
That.
So stinging nettle grows right here in Wisconsin. It's really good for allergies. And the reason it's good, it's kind of clever. Stinging nettle has its own antihistamine in its plant to protect itself from its own poison.
Whoa.
Right? Isn't it amazing?
That is so dang cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, and then another fun fact about nettle.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was visiting my in-laws, and they had all the, in the spring, and all the pine trees were just, like, explosive with the pine. You could see the pine fog. And my,
The pollen.
I think, two-and-a-half-year-old at the time was just, like, watery eyes instantly when we got there. And I'm like, okay, they live on a lot of land. What do they have around? And so I harvested nettle, and I made her nettle tea, and she drank it, like, she was in love with it. So her body knew she needed it, and very significant mm-hmm. difference. After she drank a couple cups of it, she was just like, her eyes were better. She was still somewhat, you know, feeling mm-hmm. the pollen and everything. But nettle is super powerful, and we have it around our yard. And this is a great time to start looking at what do you have around your property, right? Like Stephen's saying, the nettle, you can, you know,
you can make a great tea out of it. You know, handle it with gloves.
Yes, be careful. Be careful.
But I think maybe once it's dried, but certainly once it's made into a tea, it's not going to sting your throat or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is a convenient way, and it's so cool that nettle has this kind of antidote to its own toxin, that it kind of protects itself.
Man, that's so cool.
But, you know, if we use it as a medicinal herb, we get those benefits that nettle has.
It's really cool. I just will never get tired of these kind of things and hearing this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I love talking to you guys. Mm-hmm. I always learn stuff. That's so cool.
So next time we're going to go on radio, and when it's like a little more spring-like, we'll just take the mics, the whole setup with us. We're going to go harvest some dandelions and like
do some foraging.
We're going to make a little salad here.
Take the morning magazine on the road a little bit, but you know, just go outside. Actually, go right down here by the river. Right?
We'll find some stuff there. Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't mean to put us in a rabbit hole here or mm-hmm. anything, but you did mention something in that conversation that I've been actually looking for an opportunity to address. I've had a couple listeners I've talked to, including during the remote we did with you guys, where I was talking to some guests and everything, or some clients that you guys have there. Mm-hmm. And this kind of came up in passing, and I never really got to follow up on it, but you mentioned the extract and leaves. And, mm-hmm. and oftentimes, you know, most everybody nowadays looks at the back and ingredients of things. Mm-hmm. And I'm using this as an example just because I've come across it so much. But I take, when I from time to time, especially if I have a part I'm doing, I'll take Ginkgo Bilbo, Frodo Baggins. I'll take that.
Yes.
I always do. As in my head, I think of Frodo Baggins for some reason.
It's pretty much swallowable size. Ginkgo,
yes.
It's about that size. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I've noticed that there's certain ones that work for me and ones that don't. Now, mm-hmm. that happens with all kinds of products. But I never thought about, well, looking at those ingredients and the difference of if it's an extract or it's a leaf extract. Mm-hmm. Like, there's different types.
There's different properties of the plant. So,
of the plant.
Dandelion's a great example of that. So there's dandelion leaves and then there's dandelion root. And they have different properties. So it kind of depends on what you're looking for. I will say for dandelion, for that example, there's an overarching theme within it, you know, circulation, digestion, things like
kind of
that.
Cleansing. Yeah.
But there's going to be, the root is going to be, going to have different properties and different minerals to it, right? Because it's pulling different things.
Yeah. And then roots,
And the leaves will have a different property, maybe a little more bitters, which is good for digestion and other things like that.
Great for kidneys, too.
Yeah. Kidneys. Mm. That's right.
It's a mild diuretic. Yeah.
Yes. So it just depends on the plant. But yes, there are different properties of it. And then there are some plants you only want the root, or you only want the flowers and things like that. So it just depends on really where you're going with that. Ask the questions. It's fun. If we don't know the answer, we love to dive into it a little bit more, too.
But this is the difference of going on a big box store or Amazon. Mm-hmm. or something like that, and just buying something, you go into Family Natural Foods, you can ask these questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can find out, hey, this is what I want, or this is what I'm trying to help and mm-hmm. get better. What is the proper thing to take? If you just take what you Google or what have you, you chances are you're not going to hit on the mark. You're not going to get what you're looking for here.
Or you spend like 45 minutes looking for it, and you're still confused, you know?
Yes. I raise my hand. We do that.
I mean, even today, I was like, looking up something. It's like, nope. Okay. I need to go to a different source. I need to go to us.
Yeah. I apologize. I didn't mean to send us on a different path there.
Okay.
But it's an interesting thing. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of things we have for allergies. So Stephen, the blend he was talking about is so good. It's allergy relief. And there's small sizes, like trial sizes, and then larger ones if you're really into it and liking mm-hmm. it. And it's the allergy season. Other things we have like quercetin. We've talked about quercetin before. It's a great antihistamine. It's got vitamin C. A lot of them have it with it. Good for respiratory, mm-hmm. but it's really good at fighting the inflammation, the histamines of the allergies. Mm-hmm. That's in the blend Stephen was talking about, but we do have it by itself. So another great immune it's a great one just to take for the immune season. But right now, especially if you're maybe not super prone to allergies, but a little bit, and you want to boost up your immune system, it's a great one to really hit too.
Yeah, a wonderful one.
And then Terry's got a sinus care formula. We have an extra strength and a regular, and we love this one. It's like ear, nose, throat stuff, right? So allergies sometimes for people is their throat. Sometimes it's their nasal passage, and you really can't hear them. Do you guys like that I'm doing the sneezing and the voices today?
I'm loving it. Yeah,
I'm here for you.
We're going to get back to old-time radio
I'm loving every bit of this. I'm walking into the studio. Get some coconuts. We're getting sound effects in the show now. I love it.
Okay, great. So
the side of care is really great, too, for people who have a tendency towards sinus infections.
Yes.
I've had people who tried it when they were in the middle of a sinus infection, and it's worked, you know, for them, too. But generally speaking, like, again, if you know you're prone to that, just take it during that season. Put it on your calendar, whatever you have to do. And I think it's just a one a day or maybe two a day if you're wanting to do it more intensively. We have some Pranaram essential oils that are specific for sinus. I use those all through the winter, even today, probably for the next month or two, because it keeps my sinuses from getting super dry at night. Nosebleeds. And a lot of people use it for sinus infections. Thankfully, I haven't had that issue. One of those two formulas is a go-to.
And that's the beauty, is there's different angles you can take with it. And then we have our own liquid tincture. It's sinus breakup. And this is fantastic. I like putting mine in water and then drinking it. Some people like to put it straight in their mouth. Jamie, who works at the store,
will wake you up.
She loves it. And it really, it's got a lot of good things to boost the immunity, but like keeping the allergies at bay. It's got a little bit of horseradish. Not hot, spicy, but that's what opens the, if anyone's ever had sushi and they've had, wasabi, it's not that intensive heat, but it really does open that sinus canal.
Oh, the salts that we used to use in football.
They had a spiciness to them or something.
Yeah, we'll sell these by the handful. There's a couple people come in, they buy like three or four at a time. They don't want to be without it. Mm-hmm. When we get low, they get nervous.
And some people use it more for their throat and less their actual sinuses. But again, it's so interconnected, right? That sometimes it's more ear, sometimes it's more throat, sinus, all of that. And then lastly, I'll just briefly talk about one by Natural Factors, and it's lung, bronchial, and sinus health. But again, all of these are integrated, and it's got something called NAC, which we've talked about, N-acetylcysteine, great for respiratory health, great for, it's a long list. I cannot keep track of liver. All the things.
That's
it
not
does.
Why it's in this formula, but it's great for your liver, too.
Right.
And I think that one also has the quercetin, right?
Yep, it has the quercetin, bromelain in it, because
that's from pineapples.
Yep, and that's a good anti-inflammatory. Mullein, which is so good for, like respiratory health.
That grows in your backyard.
Yeah, it does. Like another one we can go look for on our tour. Wild cherry, which is just a good overall immune booster.
Respiratory. Yeah, it's great.
And marshmallow. So there's so many.
Not the sugary marshmallow.
Not the sugary marshmallow. The one that actually grows in nature. Again, we'll have to do that on a tour, I guess.
Definitely. Add it to the list. When it comes to this time of year, especially anybody, 13 and under pretty much, ear infections are a thing too. That's a big one. Mm-hmm. Are these products good for kids? Are there ones specifically for kids?
Yeah, there's certain ones. I guess I would, depending on the age, I'd maybe look more towards essential oils. Mm. For ear infections, I love basil essential oil, and you just put it on the outside of the ear. Mm. In fact, my almost 6-year-old, it was like, my ear kind of hurts. And I'm like, let's put the basil on.
Yeah.
She was instantly better. Mm-hmm. Well, not instantly, but like 30 minutes later, she had no complaints. Mm. And so,
yeah, and we have like those ear oils that like I remember using when I was a kid, you know, and Katrina, like probably a 1 or 2 year old, little earache, whatever. Like we use these for years, and they're just like made with garlic and
garlic, olive oil, golden seal. So it's got like antibacterial, antifungal.
Yeah.
And it really, it's soothing. It's awesome.
Usually we just put it in like our parents, back in the day, or Katrina probably today with her kids, would put it in our ears and then with a little cotton ball. Mm-hmm. And then, when we woke up in the morning, our ears, or at least my ears, were at least like 50% better. Mm-hmm. And after 3 or 4 days, we didn't do it anymore. We just did a night Mm-hmm. It's so easy.
It's interesting how it doesn't seem like there's a lot of like care for our ears when mm-hmm. our hearing is so vital and important and such a part of our yeah. daily lives, right. and yet we don't have a lot of care or put a lot of thought into our ears and ear care, if mm-hmm. you will. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I always appreciate the time, you guys, and we always never have enough of it.
I know.
Wanted to remind people if they have questions or want to know more about some of the stuff we've talked about today, and encourage you to check out some of the great sales that they have going on over there. We just scratched the surface, you guys. There's so much more over there at Family Natural Foods. Encourage you to check things out. Go ahead and stop by over there. They have their doors open at 9 most days. 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock guys. Every day.
Every mm-hmm. day, 9 every o'clock. Day.
Well, besides Sunday. Sorry, everyone.
Yes. visit them at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call at 423-3120. That's 423-3120. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com, familynaturalfood.com, and do yourself a favor. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook. It's a great follow. Not only a good way to keep up with things over there, but you guys do the greatest videos and everything. You guys do some great stuff
Katrina's
over there.
Katrina's got some real entertaining ones
real
coming
good
your
stuff,
way.
Yeah. Those little ones.
Chef's Challenge?
I will. Yes. Good stuff. Very good stuff.
You got to watch the Chef's Challenge.
Yes, you have to. You have to.
Lindley and Juna were really going for it.
So good. It was so good. They're
going to take over. We'll just probably stay in the car and say, okay, go to the radio.
I'll ride their coattails. Yes. I think those kids got charisma for days. They're good kids. Appreciate the time, you two. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, James.
We'll talk to you real soon. We will have more for Morning Magazine for you coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.